want to ask you about the next step that occurred. I guess it was last October of 2016. So he's kind of cruising along, feeling good.
Right.
Then what happened?
So we're monitoring him, and we had noted probably about 6 months previous that without any symptoms, he had started to have a rise in his light chain. And so we observed him for about 6 months with what's called asymptomatic or biochemical relapse. And so he was in a complete remission, and then we started to see his light chain rise. We would follow him. He had no evidence of new bone disease. He had no symptoms. He wasn't anemic and didn't have kidney dysfunction. And over that time, probably about 6 months into this observation period, he started to become anemic. And we don't necessarily need to treat the patient when they have a reappearance of a small light chain. But certainly if the patient has high-risk disease, or if there's a very rapid rise or symptoms develop, we initiated therapy. And this initiation of therapy is really one of these moments today, which is such a hard decision to make. It really is a tough decision because there are so many effective therapies out there for that first relapse.
So maybe you can just sort of provide an overview of what those potential therapies are and, you know, kind of what people are looking at in terms of the next couple therapies.
Right. In no particular order, I think we now have probably, what, 5 or 6 randomized trials in this exact space. We have Len-Dex versus elotuzumab, Len-Dex. And again, elotuzumab was better than Len-Dex.
And if you could just briefly comment on what elotuzumab is.
So elotuzumab is a monoclonal antibody against a cell surface glycoprotein called SLAMF7. It's on myeloma cells and NK cells. And so when used in combination with Len-Dex, was associated with very good outcomes. And then when the randomized trial came out, it was associated with higher response rates and improvement in progression-free survival. We also saw the use of carfilzomib Len-Dex versus Len-Dex. And again, the carfilzomib is the second generation proteasome inhibitor. And again, that 3-drug therapy was superior to the 2-drug therapy. Ixazomib Len-Dex was studied. Ixazomib is a oral proteasome inhibitor. It is similar to bortezomib in that it is a boronic acid and reversible proteasome inhibitor, but it's not oral bortezomib. And ixazomib has a different side effect profile than bortezomib, whereas the main thing we worry about with bortezomib is peripheral neuropathy, especially that painful peripheral neuropathy. In ixazomib, there is peripheral neuropathy, but it's a much less frequent, and it's much, much less likely to be associated with painful peripheral neuropathy. The more common side effects with ixazomib are GI toxicities like nausea or diarrhea, and then there also can be rash associated with this.